Rave Radio. It's Thursday, March 20th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Atlas Sound and Ingram Micro. Atlas Sound, you can check out at atlassound.com, and of course, Ingram Micro, the same, ingrammicro.com. Ingram Micro is a new sponsor of Rave Radio. We thank them for being a sponsor, and they're a big distributor in the AV market now. You may or may not know that, so check them out at ingrammicro.com. A couple days ago, I wrote a blog about a new research report that just came out, research forecast that came out from ABI Research, talking about how over the next 3 years, there'll be approximately 500 million smart home sensors installed in houses, apartments, and condominiums. Basically, what that means is smart home sensors are devices that connect to the internet and allows you to do everything from monitor your temperature to occupancy sensors for whether or not you're in a room or what part of the house you're in, and also allow you to have, for example, whole house music move around the house with you as you move around the house, as opposed to playing it all over the house when you're not in a room at that particular time. So if you're in the kitchen, it plays in the kitchen. As you move into the dining room, it starts playing in the dining room and stops playing in the kitchen, so you're not wasting power. Also, speaking of power, sensors that would detect where you need power at that moment in time rather than providing power all the time to every room in your house. And of course, sensors that would allow you to automate things, for example, automate HVAC so that it tells when you're on your way home in your car, and as you get closer, it starts warming up the house in the winter or cooling it off in the summer so that you're not wasting energy. The interesting thing about this trend is that it looks like the majority of these smart home sensors are not going to be installed by AV companies or AV integrators. They're going to be installed by us as do-it-yourselfers. There's a whole trend towards do-it-yourself integration in a way where we have devices that are compatible with things like iPhone apps, iPad, Android devices that allow you to install something yourself and control it from your iPhone. And now there's a group, and one of the problems with those is that there's been some disparity in compatibility. So a Nest HVAC controller, for example, is not compatible with a Sonos whole house audio system. However, there's a host of manufacturers out there that are starting to jump on the bandwagon of a couple of different wireless standards, and there's a couple of manufacturers out there who have started coming out with devices that make products that normally wouldn't be compatible with each other by offering multiple wireless standards simultaneously. Well, you can read all about what I wrote about and sort of the impact it's going to have on our market on our website at ravepubs.com. Go to the Rave Blog Squad section. At the top, you'll see Blog Squad. And click on my name, and you'll see that article. Or you can just scroll down the homepage, and it's the second or third blog down when you look at the Rave Blog Squad section of ravepubs.com. I'd like for you to read it and comment on it, forward it to your friends or colleagues. Let me know what you think. See if you agree or disagree. So, this is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.